USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As expected, Michael Bloomberg's first appearance in a Democratic debate since entering the field for the White House featured a lot of criticism from other candidates about the stop-and-frisk policy that was enacted during his tenure as New York City mayor.
It got out of control.
Bloomberg claiming on the debate stage that he took responsibility for it.
I discovered that we were doing too many stop-and-frisks.
His statement drawing fire from the man who was Vice President, Joe Biden, at the time.
The reason the stop-and-frisk change is because Barack Obama sent moderators to see what was going on, to say this practice has to stop. The mayor thought it was a terrible idea. We send them there.
President Trump's ally Roger Stone's now at a courthouse where he'll be learning soon if he'll spend time in prison for lying to Congress and witness tampering. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
In North Carolina today,
the entire state is under either a winter storm advisory or warning through tomorrow morning.
Governor Roy Cooper is saying that that state's about to get the first real winter blast of the season.
This winter storm will affect most parts of North Carolina.
Cooper says some parts of the state are expecting about 6 inches of snow, and other parts could get whiteout conditions because of the gusty winds. Musical chairs continue when it comes to security advisors for the Trump administration, as the deputy national security advisor is now leaving the White House for a new job at the Department of Energy. Victoria Coates, repeatedly denying rumors that she is the anonymous member of the Trump administration who wrote a New York Times op-ed and a book. The White House also issuing a statement rejecting the rumors. The administration says the move to the Energy Department has been in the works for several weeks. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Another data breach in the news. This time, MGM Resorts is dealing with the aftermath of a huge breach. The personal info of over 10 million one-time guests was posted on a hacking forum just a couple of days ago. The data dump reportedly included home addresses, phone numbers, and emails. Among them, pop star Justin Bieber's information. The Labor Department saying that 210,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week. The largest increases in initial claims were in New Jersey, Washington, Virginia, Nevada, and Illinois. And the largest decreases were in California, New York, Pennsylvania, Missouri, and Iowa. Rock and roll pioneer Jerry Lee Lewis is recording a new album at 84. He had a stroke last year. He said he didn't think he'd ever play the piano again. But he got back to the studio with producer T-Bone Burnett, and he says he was only planning to sing on the new album, but discovered that he could still play the piano, despite his mobility issues. Lewis saying, quote, "I couldn't believe it. There's no release date for the new album yet, but they promise that it's coming." And in some business news, Morgan Stanley is purchasing E-Trade. The company's announcing today the deal is worth $13 billion. It breaks down to just under $59 a share in stock. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.